Where's Tumpty? A Tilly and Friends Book by Polly Dunbar. Read by me, Jose Simard. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Tumpty had his eyes closed, tightly closed. "Hello, Tumpty," said Tilly. "What are you doing?" "I'm hiding," Tumpty said. "You can't see me," but Tilly could see Tumpty. So Tumpty tried hiding under a large cardboard box with his eyes tightly closed. "What is Tumpty doing?" asked Hector. "He's hiding," said Tilly. "But I can see him," laughed Hector. So Tumpty tried hiding behind a plant, under a large cardboard box, with his eyes tightly closed. "What is Tumpty up to?" asked Prue. "He's hiding," said Hector. "Don't be silly," said Prue. "I can see him." So Tumpty tried hiding upside down, behind a plant, under a large cardboard box, with his eyes tightly closed. "Ha, ha, ha," laughed Doodle. "Look at Tumpty." "He's hiding," said Prue. "Hmph," said Tumpty. "Tumpty is so funny," said Tiptoe. Everybody laughed and laughed. They laughed and laughed and laughed. "Hang on," said Doodle. "Where's Tumpty?" "He must be hiding," Hector said. "Let's look for him," said Tilly. "Are you in here?" asked Tilly, looking in the cupboard. Tumpty wasn't there. "I bet he's behind the curtains," said Hector. Tumpty wasn't there. "Nope, he's not here either," said Doodle, looking under the table. "Perhaps he's in the cookie jar," said Tiptoe. Tumpty definitely wasn't there, but there were some cookies. "I miss Tumpty," said Doodle. "Perhaps he's really gone," said Tiptoe. "Forever," cried Hector. "I'm here," trumpeted Tumpty, jumping out from behind the sofa. "I was only hiding." "Hooray! We love you, Tumpty," said everyone. "You're so good at hiding," said Tilly. "I know," said Tumpty, and he finished off all the cookies. The end.